nappyafro.com.
Now tuned in to the best podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. I mean, it's really not a network because it's only one show. And, I mean, it's got to be the best podcast because it's only one podcast on Nappy Afro. This is the Frocast episode 303. I am your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most less fine motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. King of the Lanes, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Mr. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. the last of the Mohicans. I am joined to my left by the lovely, the elegant, the ratchet, the problematic one, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to everybody.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. your grade is your motherfucking grade. I'm in the building.
Queen Germ, everybody, finally got some AKAs. Wow. Ah! About motherfucking time. Because we was getting sick of your shit, and we was going to get you up out of here if you ain't started getting with the standards.
Nobody wants
here.
This position.
Nobody wants this position? Wow. Wow. Moving along. So, Queen Germ, thank you again for joining us on episode 303. How you liking this transition into the spotlight?
My pleasure. My pleasure. This is what I do.
That's what you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a different stage, but you know.
Different stage, but you know. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? I go from the stage in the classroom to this right here. So
you ever worried about this interfering with your professional job? Like, let's say, for instance, your boss calls you in, like, "Hey, we heard this podcast. Is this you?"
Typically, I mean, if I had a traditional job where people actually got fired for the shit that it is, I'd probably be a little more concerned. But due to the fact that people do shit at work that they should be fired for, and they're not, so if I'm off the clock and doing some reckless shit, I feel like they shouldn't bother me.
Interesting.
So, no.
I got you.
I don't think I'm going to be in fear of anything right now.
Because, you know, we don't edit nothing around here. We don't cut nothing out. Speaking of things that got cut out of the show, a couple shows ago, we were talking about something that I saw. And I was at work one day, and I saw a set of Asian twins. No big deal, right?
No big deal.
These were albino Asian twins.
And what was so amazing about that?
Have you ever seen an albino Asian?
No.
Okay, then. That's what was amazing about it.
And then it was two of them.
And then it was a set of twins, a boy and a girl. They look like magical. Both. They look like little Targaryens or something. Bro, you should have seen
them. What color was their hair?
White.
It really was?
Yes. Like, I'm telling you, they look magical. I wanted
you
to
take a picture?
I was scared. I wanted to take a picture, but then I was just like,
"Yeah, those are your kids. You'll be
yeah, I'll be upset." And then they were with some white people, so you know what I'm saying. Like, the white people adopted them. You know what I'm saying. Like I said, I just kept following them around and talking to them. You just wanted to hear them talk, and you know, just it was crazy, man. But yeah, man, they got cut out of the show, but I still wanted y'all to know my story. I saw a set of Asian albino twins. Man, this shit was amazing. I wanted to take a picture, but you know, they probably would have disappeared in the picture, and then I would have turned around. And he would have been like this, like, no.
Shaking his hand.
You got to get up faster than that. At least want to touch him or something and see if any glitter, like if any glitter came off of him. They're like little baby unicorns or something. You know, so, yeah, people. Asian albinos. If you've seen any, let me know. You probably haven't because, you know, they're that rare. But we do have a show for you guys this week. You know, before I go into that, let me not forget, you can always subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, whatever way you get your podcast. Look for the Frocast. We should be on there. Don't forget to like us on Instagram, at Frocast. The main show, the main site page is at Nappy Afro. We want y'all people to comment on the, leave us a good rating or something. So, you know, we're not doing this for nothing. We don't want to be one of those podcasts that's only getting like 30 views a week. You know what I'm saying? Make it, you know, not worth my time. So just let us know that what we're doing is worth our time. Don't forget to like us, comment, just say whatever you want, retweet the show, tell a friend about it, buy a fucking shirt. That's all the begging, right? Got the begging out the way?
Got the begging out the way,
baby. Begging is out the way. Let's get into this show, people. Queen Germ, I was online this week, and I came across this rapper named Wale. Have you ever heard of Wale?
Yes, I have.
How you feel about Wale's music?
I think it's pretty quality.
Pretty quality, yeah. Most girls think that about Wale's music. Okay. Most dudes, we don't feel the same way about Wale. And the reason why we don't feel this way about Wale was doing like a little ask on Twitter, like people ask him questions, and he was answering the questions. And somebody asked him, do you think your expressive passion for the music hurts/prevents you from being mentioned with the rest in your class? Wale's response was, it hurt me greatly. Also, me being a dark-skinned, not half-white rapper, direct descent from Africa did too. But let's not go there. No, we're going there, Wale. First of all, Wale, yes, you are dark-skinned, but dark-skinned compared to Logic, he's half-white. Dark-skinned compared to Drake, he's half-white. Dark-skinned compared to J. Cole, he's half-white. So I don't understand. What does your skin color have to do with anything? It's a lot of black-ass rappers that's making it. Black youngster, black as fuck, making it. Biggie, fat and black, made it. Give me some more black hair. Tupac was black. Kendrick Lamar is dark-skinned. So, Wale, I just named a couple of people that's in your class that's the same complexion as you, and they're doing a lot better than you, Wale. You know why? Because their music doesn't suck like yours, Wale. You sit there with that rapido, I need to find a little baby, whatever you be talking about. Like, you African, but you rap like you Mexican. I don't get it. And then with the emo rap, nobody wants to hear that shit, man. Just make good music. Nobody cares about your skin complexion, especially a dude. Like, I mean, the girls, the ladies love you, Wale. You know what I'm saying? Dudes, we don't quite understand you because you're just a little emotional for me. A tad bit emotional, and I don't understand what, you know, your complexion has to do with you not making it. Like, that makes no sense at all. Like, what does your complexion got to do with you, your music making?
I'm looking at the
thing. I'm asking you a question.
It doesn't have anything to do with it, but I mean, people have seen that time and time again as far as what the appeal of an artist does for them. Like, I mean, it's a lot of people who aren't that good, but because they have a marketable look, they have a better chance.
I mean, Wale has a marketable look. He's got dark skin, dreads. I mean, I'm not saying he's cute or nothing, but I'm just saying he's, you know, he's not ugly. He's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, but then he said he's a direct descendant of Africa. What the fuck they got to do anything, Wale?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, let's be real, Wale. Don't make me go into my little hate for Africans. I don't hate Africans. It's just that I feel the same way Africans feel about me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and could you please elaborate?
Africans don't like black people. Okay. Black people don't like Africans.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure we was on the same line.
Yeah. It's just because, you know, they look at us funny. We look at them funny. You know what I'm saying? But Wale, you being a child of, like, what, who cares? Wale, you make good music. We don't give a fuck who your parents are. Like, what did your parents have to do with anything? You grew up in D.C. You don't know nothing about fucking Africa. I mean, you might have visited or something, but you grew up in D.C. You just as American as anybody around here. You just got African parents. You might be a letdown to your parents because you chose to be a rapper instead of going to medical school or being an engineer. You know, all the Africans want to be an engineer or a doctor or some shit like that.
Yeah, because they got life fucked up. But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so it's like, I don't understand, Wale, what your skin color has to do with you making whack ass songs. Like,
maybe in his mind he really does think he's better than those people that he said were mixed or whatever, and that's why he pointed it out.
But just make better music. Just make better, like, make me like you it's your dark skin is not the reason why you got dropped from Atlantic. No. They dropped you because you was garbage. You wasn't putting up no numbers. Well, I wanted the label didn't let me do what I want. Dude, you didn't get him nothing to work with. You know what I'm saying? Like, you was on, I don't know if you're on MMG anymore, I believe so, but you was one of the highest selling artists on MMG. You let dark skinned Meek Mill come in and take your spot. Rick Ross is darker than you. What? I'm just giving you dark niggas is making it, Wale. That was the stupidest shit you could have ever said.
Maybe he thought that, you know, some people, because we, you know, so intrigued by skin color, that he could just, like, throw a little diversion in there to make people not realize that, you know, he wasn't at the top of the game.
But just, I mean, he could say, like, the type of music I make is the reason why I haven't popped, but my skin complexion, like, what year is this?
It's 2018.
And I've never heard a man say anything about his skin complexion is the reason why he's not performing well at his job. So I'm going to go into my boss tomorrow and say, boss, I think it's because of me being dark-skinned is the reason why I haven't made it. And he's going to look at me like, what the fuck is you talking about? Because for one, white people don't see light and dark skin. They just see a black person.
They kind of do.
I don't think they do.
I know they do.
I don't think it matters.
Some black people that are more appealing to white people, and those are the ones that look a little more like them. I mean, that's just really what it is.
I still think they all like, he black.
Yeah, to a certain extent. They know tolerable.
You might look safer.
Tolerable.
Yeah, you might be like, I let you date my daughter because you're not that black, but you're still black.
Yeah, I don't think they ever going to be okay with you dating their daughter unless you're a millionaire because they know they finna get your money.
Or you're a football player or something.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Something that has some privilege or dollar signs attached to it. But yeah, it's all good though.
Interesting.
He said that y'all ain't giving him a fair play because he dog skin.
That's the most asinine thing you could say. Big word, people. Asinine. Look it up.
Write it down, because I can't spell it.
Well, I'm going to ask you to. I can't spell it either, but I can say it. So, yeah, Wale, I don't know what to tell you about your plight, but I'm not on, and I'm going to say that you are way off your rocker by saying that. Just make good music. We don't give a fuck what color you are. You could be fucking dark as the fucking night. If your music banging, we gonna bang that shit. Period. Michael Blackson could come out with an album. If that shit live, we gonna listen to it. Who else black as fuck? Wesley Snipes can make an album. We gonna listen to it. If it's good music. If it's trash, we gonna call it trash no matter what color you are. I don't like Logic. He light skinned Wale. I don't listen to him either. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you garbage, I'm not gonna listen to you. Light skinned, dark skinned, doesn't fucking matter. If you garbage, I'm not gonna listen to you. I don't care if you what color you are. I really don't. But yeah, that's enough about Wale. Wale, you made another forecast. Congratulations. Next topic. Pick a topic, Queen Germ.
Talking about DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled. He made the news this week. An old interview surfaced from a couple years ago where he said that he doesn't eat the box. He doesn't eat his wife's box, but he wants to be served like a king. So basically what DJ Khaled said is he's down for his wife giving him some toppy, but he's not going to reciprocate.
I believe a woman should praise the man, you know, the king. You know, if you holding it down for your woman, I feel like the woman should praise. And the man should praise the queen. But, you know, my way of praising is called... How was dinner? You like the house you living in? You like all them clothes you getting? I'm taking care of your family. I'm taking care of my family. You know, putting in the work.
So you're saying like, you don't go down?
Nah, never.
All of that to say you don't go down? Come
Khaled,
on.
You don't eat the box?
Come on, Khaled.
Oh, you eat no food,
I thought that's what Hold You Down was about.
Nah, well, I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Like, never in life or did you try it and didn't like the taste?
I don't do that. I don't do that. I don't.
Not even like for her birthday?
Nah, listen.
Christmas?
Jeez, Khaled. I put in that work. My work is great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do my thing.
So now if she told you she don't do that, is that okay?
It's not okay. Because, you know what I'm saying?
I'm confused. So
because you got to understand, I'm the Don. I'm the king. You know what I'm saying?
And she's
everybody's
the queen.
The king of the house, huh?
She's the queen.
Of course.
So?
I don't do that.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
It's different rules for men. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to understand, like, you know, we the king. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there's some things that y'all might not want to do or want to do. It got to get done. You know what I'm saying? I just can't do what you want me to do.
My question to you is, Queen Germ, could you date a man that did everything for you, but he wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, eat the box?
Up front, he got to go and let me know this because we can't be wiped up by somebody who I know you never finna eat me out.
So let's say, you know, it just, y'all was in a relationship for 6, 8, 9 months, whatever, and y'all was in a sexual relationship for 6 to 8, 9 months, and it just, he never did it. Like, what?
I mean, I'm going to be trying to get him to do it.
What if he got good reasons? Like, yo, I just,
Well, like, ain't never no good reason. Ain't never no good reason to not eat coochie. Because for one, if you expect to get head,
yeah,
you just.
But what
basically, it's no good reason. It's none.
What you mean? It's no good
if
reason.
If you accept the gift,
mm-hmm.
you have to also give the same favor. So to me, if you ain't stopping a nigga from laying in your lap, you can't possibly say that you're not giving.
What if he got religious reasons behind
it? It ain't nothing religious about eating pussy.
It might be. Like,
nothing.
You're not supposed to put your face somewhere.
Mm-mm, no.
I mean, it might be. He might have a good reason.
There is no good reason. Especially, like I said, if it's a good reason, then nobody's getting head. And if, then we can roll out like that.
What if he's a devout Muslim and he says he's a Muslim, you can't eat
pussy.
You can't eat no pussy.
Eat pussy.
What if he's like, you're not supposed to put your mouth down there. It's just...
No.
I mean...
If you can put your ding-a-ling down there, you can put your mouth down
but
there.
But the ding-a-ling was supposed to go down there.
You can do all
that's,
that.
That's a mating. Okay. It's supposed to go down there.
Okay.
Your mouth might not... I'm just saying, giving him some, playing...
Well, all I'm going to tell you both is sides. If you're not eating coochie, somebody's eating me out. You cannot think for one second that I'm... I mean, what am I going to be doing here?
But why you got to have it? Why can't you be satisfied with everything else I'm doing?
What else are you doing? You paying bills and we're fucking. Like, you're not giving me head. Like, why? I would like to ride your face every now and then. I'm not understanding. That's not some shit that we do every single day. But you're not telling me that I'm going to be jumping up over here running to give you head and you ain't even thinking about licking nothing?
I mean, it's just like...
No. That don't work for me. So, yeah, a nigga get to pay your bills, but I promise you there's somebody out here who knows DJ Khaled ate them out. Somebody please call in and tell the people that DJ Khaled gave you head, because clearly he lying to his wife.
If DJ Khaled made it this long without eating pussy, man, I salute you, my nigga, because I for one, I don't believe you, DJ Khaled. He had to eat at least
he
one.
Ate somebody else
one, you know, because DJ Khaled, you ain't always been DJ Khaled. You
exactly.
Just been Khaled, and you was a fat little nigga, and you probably ate
and
some.
I ain't
just
wanna have to go there, cause I
probably,
love me a fat nigga. But
you probably, you know, just to get it, you probably like, yo, let me taste your day, ma. Let me taste your day. You know, you probably hit her with that one. So I don't know, Khaled, man.
I ain't buying it.
I mean, but if you can get away with it now, that's some sly shit right there, dog.
I mean, I don't see what's the problem. Like, why you don't want to eat pussy? Like, what
I
you mean, scared of?
Maybe it stinks. Maybe he don't like the way it tastes.
If you wash, but there ain't no reason for you not to have no decent stuff. Like, that don't make no sense.
Maybe his wife's pH balance is a little off. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he need to help her out. Let her run some darn...
maybe she need to drink more water. Maybe she don't drink enough water.
But
Chef D, man, you need to cook up some pineapples so Callie can eat that box.
Yeah, and if you ain't eating pussy, if you a regular nigga, you already know you being cheated on.
But, I mean, some Jamaicans don't eat pussy. Like, you're Jamaican. Like, Jamaican niggas don't eat no pussy. Like, so what if DJ
I'm not married to a Jamaican nigga, so
I mean,
I don't have that more to worry about. But.
Yeah, they say Jamaicans don't eat no poom-poom. They're like, no poom-poom. We don't eat no poom-poom.
But I bet they'll let a nigga give them head, too.
Like I said, I don't understand. I mean, how you can say you like receiving, but you don't like giving. I mean, I don't know.
But
there's some ladies like that. Let it get they... You can eat my pussy, but I ain't sucking your dick.
I mean, I guess people do what they do, but I mean...
So what's up with that? What's up with that? That's the same thing.
Well, it ain't
DJ
me.
Khaled just flipping the script on these niggas.
It ain't me. I mean, all I can tell you is you some boring-ass nigga, because I know if you ain't... I mean, I just don't buy that whole you not doing that, like, for real. Like, we grown people. Mm-hmm. If we just fucking each other, you gonna have to sprinkle a little something in there. Mm-hmm. So us giving each other head every now and then, whatever, however you want to rotate that out... That's something that just comes with the territory. I'm not marrying a nigga who ain't eating pussy. I'm sorry. You are not even trustworthy. You telling me that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you and you can't eat my pussy every now and then?
Come on now.
Fuck that.
He might have his reasons, man.
There is no reason. When you said I do, you do what? You do whatever the hell I need you to do to make sure that this pussy keep coming home to you.
Wow.
You going to have to eat me out. Hell to the no. We ain't finna play them type of games. No.
Damn.
No. So DJ Khaled, you better be glad you got some money. Because otherwise, if you was a regular nigga with that foolishness, and we living in a regular house, just because you paying the bills in a regular, this regular life we got, oh, you finna do something real with this mouth.
Damn. Damn, Khaled. Well, that's interesting because, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle with this. I get it on both sides, but I don't understand how you make it this long without doing it. Like, that is it. He was adamant about it. Like, no.
I don't believe that for nothing in this world that he done got away with that. It's a simple fact of the matter that because in my opinion, I just feel like if you really drawn to the opposite sex, if you really are heterosexual, it's just something about when you in the midst of passion that's something that's going to happen at some point. It ain't got to happen every time, all the time. It's just the point of we in it, we involved. I'm going to reach over, I feel like giving head. Like, it's just days like that.
Let's check it out.
Should praise the man, you know, the king, you know, if you holding it down for your woman, I feel like the woman should praise. And the man should praise the queen. But, you know, my way of praising is called, how was dinner? You like the house you living in? You like all the clothes you're getting? I'm taking care of your family. I'm taking care of my family. You know, putting in the work.
So you're saying, like, you don't go down?
Nah, never.
All of that to say you don't go down? Come on.
You eat the box?
Come on, Khaled. That's what Hold You Down was about.
Nah, well, I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like,
never in life, or did you try it? Didn't like the taste?
I don't do that.
Not even like for her birthday?
Nah, listen.
Christmas?
I put in that work. My work is great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do my thing.
So now if she told you she don't do that, is that okay?
It's not okay. Because, you know what I'm saying?
I'm confused. So
you got to understand, I'm the don. I'm the king. You know what I'm saying?
And she's
everybody's
the queen.
The king of the house, huh?
She's the queen.
Of course.
So
I don't do that.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
It's different rules for men. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to understand, like, you know, we the king. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there's some things that y'all might not want to do or want to do. It got to get done. You know what I'm saying? I just can't do what you want me to do. I just can't.
Okay.
Damn, Khaled, you messed up.
So, you heard it from Khaled himself. He just can't do it. I mean.
And he lying. I'm telling you, he lying. The nigga is fat as fuck. You can't tell me that he ain't ate nobody pussy. Like, come on,
hey, man,
DJ Khaled,
hey,
please.
Man, like, listen.
And I can tell you right now, I ain't going there.
Go there. This is the Frocast. We go there. Don't hold back.
All I'm trying to tell you is this. I can look at this nigga and see his sex is not the bomb. And if you telling me you ain't eating pussy and your shit ain't the best I ever had, nigga.
I mean, hey.
You getting cheated on. I don't give a damn how much money you got. Dang. That's what people just fail to realize. People don't just cheat because of the money. There's a whole lot of stuff that people have people out there. Mm. So, my thing is, DJ Khaled better, he must be buying up all kinds of shit. Talking about some your family, my family. And then you sound like a trick, nigga. You talking about some, you over here taking care of her people, your people, and whoever y'all got in y'all household just to save from not eating pussy? Sound like you damn near, I might be trying to question what you really got going on over there.
Like, nah. Hey, man. Shout out to DJ Khaled, bro. I mean, this is an old interview. Now, I wonder in the 3 years since this old interview, has he ate the pussy since then?
He needs to come out and let us know. Pussies before he had the interview, he was lying then. He lying now if you say he ain't never ate nobody pussy. I promise you, it's several women who know he done ate their pussy.
Mm. You sound like you know something.
I don't know the man. No. All I can say is,
yeah, okay.
From my experience in this life, I don't believe that's a true statement.
Which
brings me to my thing.
Okay.
That I want to talk about.
All right, go ahead.
Is I saw this on Facebook and it said the top male cheaters. I'll just say what the list says. And then you can say agree or disagree.
Top male cheaters?
Yeah, so these professions have the top, you know, number of men who cheat.
Okay.
Some of it's funny, some of it is quite realistic. Mm-hmm. So number one, of course, would be a truck driver.
Shout out to all my niggas out there that drive trucks. I'm not about to throw y'all under the bus, but I'm going to say y'all are some of the nastiest niggas alive. Truck drivers are nasty motherfuckers. They fuck anything. They got girlfriends in different states. They take care of everybody, but they...
Maybe.
Most of the good truck drivers, not the ones... Like, if you cheating with a truck driver, he drive regional, you fucking up, man. Your truck driver your truck driver man got to drive national to be making them dollars. He's sending home $800-$900 a week, you know what I'm saying, and taking care of business. You know, that's... Yeah, but he cheating on your ass. Next.
Okay, barbers.
Hell, motherfucker, yeah. Barbers? Shit. Them niggas, hey, they got a lot too. So yeah, barbers, cause they deal with a lot of like single moms, and then just barbers know everybody and they flirt with niggas. Their job is just to be nice. So yeah, barbers, I can see them cheating a lot too.
Okay, and you got married men that make the list.
Married men?
That's just like all kinds of niggas. So that ain't necessarily the B1. I mean, I'm going by what the list says.
Let's go ahead and preface this with, not my list. These are all white people professions we're talking about. No, because no black men don't cheat. We know that. And let's keep not black barbers, ooh, not black truck drivers.
Effect. We need a sound effect.
Not black married men. We're talking about white and other races because black men don't cheat. Go ahead.
Okay, this is one of my favorites. Coaches!
Coaches?
I've been saying this for a while.
It's something. Listen, I've never denied the fact that there's some coaches out there that prey on these women. I've seen some. I met some. I've heard them talk. And I just be sitting there looking like... me personally, I'm there for the kids. I don't give a fuck about the mamas. None of that shit. I want positive. And so that's what I'm there for. I mean, you know, it may have been some others that tried to flirt with me. I don't know, because I'm naive to it, because I'm there to help their kids. I don't even see that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but there's some coaches out there that they get down. Okay, next profession.
Men with two or more kids, men with a baby on the way. So that's just trifling niggas.
God damn. Tristan Thompson. Two or more kids. Like, that's, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, that's very possible. You want somebody to go and lay up with when you don't feel like being bothered with nobody, children and stuff. Sometimes you just need a getaway. That's why people cheat sometimes. Mm. You just say, hey, hell, I just need, you know what I'm saying, somewhere. I ain't nobody mama. I ain't nobody daddy. I just need just a place to chill and be quiet for a little while. So, also professions that have the top high amount of males that cheat would be plant. Oil field workers, construction workers.
Oh, yes. All the real nigga jobs where you got to be a real man. Like, yeah, them niggas highly cheat too, because you got to think about it. You walk by a construction zone, them niggas giving you cat calls. They saying all kind of wild shit to you. Them niggas is probably nasty. You know, they'll fuck something in their construction outfit while they on work. So, yeah, I can see construction workers being nasty motherfuckers. New oil rig workers, like, man, shit, they out there on the oil rig for like 6 months. What you think they doing? You think they going without pussy for 6 months?
I mean, I don't know.
There's a couple of ladies that be on their oil rig working, too, and they be fucking their brains out. So, yeah.
I don't want them to do the brains out, but okay.
Well, you know.
Okay, club promoters.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's just like,
self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Come on, man. They getting ass. Like, you don't date a club promoter unless, you know, you can't go to the club with him all the time. And his job is to fill the club up with pretty girls and pretty people. So, he's cheating with dudes and girls. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Not the bisexual club owners, but whatever. We got lawyers.
Hell yeah. What's the best way to get out of crime? Offer that nigga some pussy.
Okay. Dope boys, hustlers.
Dope boys, come on now.
That's what they do.
That's, yeah, like a girl ain't got no money, but guess what she got? A pussy.
Does she?
So if she can't pay for that goddamn bag, what can she do? She can suck some or fuck some, and vice versa. If it's a girl drug dealer, which... You know, we have those now. And, you know, they can get the girls they want. They can get the, you know, niggas they want. I mean, drug, you know, whatever kind of drug you got. It's always a fiend of the opposite sex that doesn't have money, that's willing to do whatever. Next.
Okay, and we got business owners.
Oh, man, come on. Entrepreneur. Everybody's
anybody
entrepreneur.
Who got a Twit card. So that's for all my niggas out there on the riverfront.
Oh, okay.
Longshoremen.
Oh, you know them niggas cheating.
They cheating. Got several cheating. Households.
Yeah, niggas just
The whole city of Houston made the list.
City workers, basically. So, we're going to say city workers because somebody, yeah.
Yeah.
City workers, yeah, they cheat. God damn. I mean, what profession is safe?
Mechanics. Oh, did we say that?
No, you didn't.
Okay,
see,
so
look
mechanics.
At that. Mechanics be cheating. There's some nasty niggas too. They
UPS
fuck with dirty
FedEx workers.
mechanics fuck with still dirt under their fingernails and shit. Their hands still have black shit on them. They be fucking y'all. Chill. FedEx workers, UPS workers.
That's what they got.
Oh, yeah,
huh?
Man.
That's the last one.
Yeah, yeah. Them niggas be cheating, too. Because, matter of fact, the FedEx worker at my job to come in, he was trying to holler at his girl at my job, which he successfully did, got the phone number. And then his wife ended up calling the girl at 2 o'clock in the morning, like, why is your number in my... why is my husband calling your phone several times? You know what I'm saying? She didn't know the nigga was married. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Mm-hmm. FedEx worker.
But niggas lie. I mean, you know, I mean, well, I wouldn't know. But I just say it makes more sense for you to tell a nigga what they're dealing with than for you to be lying.
I mean, like I said, transparency is the best way.
Yeah, you lie to the ones you love, if anything. But
yeah, you
don't
protect
their
feelings.
People.
You don't protect the other person's feelings.
Because they dispendable. They ain't no, we know, that's your little playmate.
Yeah, like, they gonna come and go. That's not gonna last forever. You know what I'm saying? This is just for the moment. So, you know, act accordingly. You know what I'm saying? Don't, fellas, man, again, if you're cheating out there, bruh, first of all, cheating is not right.
And he's not talking to black men.
I'm not
going to,
black men don't cheat. So this is a black man giving y'all other races advice on how not to cheat, since we don't cheat. And
sound like he know what he's talking about.
And so this is my thing. First of all, you know, have some respect for your significant other. And don't have them embarrassed out here in the streets. That's rule number one. Don't embarrass. If you're going to do what you're going to do, do what you're going to do. But always, 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 and I stress this always, protect your significant other. Don't have them looking like a fool in the street. That's the worst thing that can happen when you're cheating on your man, finds out about it, turns public, it turns ugly. Now he looking like a duck out in the streets, or you're cheating on your girl, and she walking around thinking shit all good, but people looking at her because she been getting cheated on, and you know what I'm saying? It's just, nah, bro, that's not good. So, all right, so always, you never want your SO looking bad in the streets, so if you're going to cheat, keep it clean. You know what I'm saying? Keep it clean, people. Like, that's all you got to do. I mean, cheat. Do what you're going to do. I mean, you know, hey, live your fucking life. But always, I mean, make sure you clean your tracks up. Man, you don't want to be out here leaving your fucking phone unlocked, and you got dick pics and pussy pics all in your phone. You don't want that, man. So please, keep it clean, be respectful, and everything will be okay. But like I said, all y'all other races, this is just jewels from a black man, because like I said, we don't cheat, and we're just out here trying to make the world a better place and get y'all other races, ethnicities in check, and looking after y'all women like we do with ours, because we don't cheat on ours, all right? So, that's probably going to be the YouTube clip. I think that's going to be good to go on YouTube, that little segment we had, so be easy. Put that on YouTube. Next up, it's graduation season. And at the University of Florida, they was doing their celebration ceremony, you want to call it. And a couple of students were doing dances. And one of the guys on stage got a little rough with them and was throwing these kids off stage. Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Look at the video now. What do you think?
It's supposed to be a moment you never forget, but for these University of Florida students, graduation went from a celebration to an insult.
I didn't expect that at all. I definitely felt dehumanized and very criminalized.
Nafisa Atta and Oliver Talusma say they were among the students rushed off stage this weekend during a UF commencement ceremony. As several students walked up to get their diplomas, they started dancing.
The interactions of the marshal were certainly racialized. Because we are Black Greek letter organizations, and those moves are symbolic and important to our organizations.
Though graduates of all races were rushed along, these students say minorities were more aggressively yanked off stage. The video has drawn outrage on social media.
This is really symptomatic of a larger problem of institutional racism that I've witnessed at UF over the last 4 years.
UF has not identified the faculty member, saying the incident is under review. The university's president declined an on-camera interview, but Sunday he apologized at another ceremony.
That we inappropriately, physically rushed a number of students across the stage in one of our commencements. And I want to personally apologize for us doing that.
But these students say the president was on stage and did nothing.
It could have been minimized by the president simply just intervening and telling him to, you know, just take it down a notch.
A memorable moment for a reason they never expected.
Do you think that the man that was pushing him off stage was justified, or do you think that the students should have been allowed to do their routine, however long the routine was going to be?
No, I mean, this is a commencement
ceremony.
There's no reason for anybody, I don't care what you look like, for you to be doing all of that. You might get a second or two to salute your parents, do whatever little gesture you might have planned. But when you got a whole routine, no, that shit ain't cool, because this is not like a high school graduation. This is college.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be
professional.
Yes.
Adults.
Beyond that.
Yes.
So we can give it to the, you know, to the high school kids that they do some little silliness. But at a college graduation, and you talking about the University of Florida, hell to the no. Yeah. They better be glad that the people ain't take their doggone degree back.
I want to take a degree back, but I mean, the whole the way the black dudes on TV told them, I was kind of embarrassed at my parents. Like, first, so you weren't embarrassed when you was up there dancing? Like, I understand you doing your little stroll for whatever fraternity, sorority you was in, and you thought about this, and it was a thoughtful. It just, when you wasn't up there just doing the milli wop or whatever. But my whole thing is, motherfucker, this is a, we got a lot of motherfucking names to call. We can't get everybody 15 seconds or 20 seconds to do their goddamn dance routine. It was other students, y'all said, doing similar things that were white, and they didn't get, you know, maybe that man was just fed up by that time.
By that time, you know, y'all got up there, your timing, like I tell people all the time, timing is everything.
Yeah.
Your timing, you might have been like, okay, he was in his mind, let another one of them come up
here,
the next one gonna get it. And you just happen to be the next one. It ain't got to do with race every single time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, congratulations. You graduated from one of the best universities in the state of Florida. Go Gators. You know what I'm saying? I plan on sending one of my kids there. The other one, I don't know. She's going to stay local because she's just that cheap. She might go to fucking community college to save a dime knowing her. But I don't know how to feel about this. I can't say that, you know, I mean, the chancellor here, he apologized, whatever. He apologized for the, you know, said buddy may got a little rough with him. But my whole thing was, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, okay, he might have been a little excessive with it. But it wasn't like he threw the motherfucker off the stage or he tackled him or nothing. He was like, yo, come on, man. I mean, what y'all want? Sandman to come out there shuffling his shit and goddamn grabbing the motherfucker? And she's like, well, I don't understand. Y'all want the big ass umbrella thing and pull him off like on Looney Tunes? Like, you got to do what you got to do, man. And, you know, so hopefully we don't have any more incidents like this, because I don't like them calling the University of Florida racist. I mean, I'm pretty sure it is. Every major
predominantly white
PWI is racist, because they've been around since the 1800s.
Yeah. Like, they had to deal with you niggas.
Yeah.
That's something that's new to their own culture.
They knew dealing with you, too. They're like, hey, listen, man. The bylaws were written a long time ago. We just got to get used to, you know, dealing with your kind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it wasn't intended for you to be here. So.
Yeah, like we didn't think it was going to be like that when our great Samuel J. Adams made this school right here. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
Yeah, but we need to do better, because as a graduate of any university, you should not think that it's appropriate for you to do any kind of step dance, whatever you got going on at a commencement ceremony.
Let's be real. That's the way
you're in the wrong. If you really want to prove that it was racist, let them have done some shit to you while you were in school there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? But you talking about, you put yourself in a situation where the people had to respond in some kind of way.
Yeah, because it was just like, they say it was like 22 kids and did like, no, there's some white kids, but they feel like, I ain't seen any tape of the white kids getting thrown off stage or whatever. But they just showed the three little black, they were the only ones I seen. So, I mean, somebody else got to have some footage of this.
Yeah, I mean, either way, my thing is, you put yourself in a situation. Yeah. So it's kind of like, if that was the response, it wasn't like so far-fetched. Like, they didn't just single you all out. Ooh. You all made a show.
And then you see, like, after they do it one person,
you kept coming.
You did it, like, you know, after you saw, like, whoa, they
grabbed them up.
Yeah, they grabbed them up. Why am I going? I'm like, I don't know.
I'm going to try my luck. I'm going to do
it. Like, they're going to grab me, and they grabbed you, too. Because you can see that one dude was kind of laughing when they grabbed him. He was smiling. So I was just like, are you really that offended? Like, you were smiling, my nigga, when they grabbed you. Like, I had my back turned to my parents when I was... You could have did like everybody else and walked across stage, shook the hand,
and
got your little thing. But no, you wanted to goddamn start doing the little... Whatever dance you was doing.
Yeah. Because now you coming through. And the thing is, I can see if you said the man was racist because he said, you nigger something,
yeah,
something, something.
Stop that nigger jigaboo and jigging out there, you fucking nigger bag boy. You know what I'm saying?
But if none of that happened... then how can you just claim it was racist because a white person put their hands on a black person? Yeah, like, man.
Hey, man, you got to understand, man. Have a little theory. Anybody born after 1995, they like 30% homosexual.
And no.
Yes. Listen. The 30% is because, like, we made society so soft. But see, like, either that 30% get magnified or it gets fucking, you know.
I'm done with you.
Yeah, but it's like, no, you got to think about it. All these niggas, like, they soft as fuck. Like,
oh, yeah, they are soft, man.
These niggas, like, and it's like to the point they cry. You see the little young kids, they like, these dudes are emotional as a motherfucker. Like, they are, like, ridiculously. And so, for them to do that shit and then call, like, they was a victim, like, bruh, like, y'all don't understand. Like, I don't get it. That's just the generation of thinking.
Yeah, I mean, that is society.
They feel like they have, like, if somebody did you wrong, you should be able to speak up and say something. No matter what, you should always be able to talk to your parents. Like, it's just, it's like authority. They feel like they can question authority.
There is no authority.
Why? Like, who made the rules? Motherfucker told me who created math and how we know he was right. I said, God damn. Like, who the nigga created math and how do we know he was right? Like, I mean, he made math, bro. Like,
I just need you to know that you need to be able to count. If for no other reason but to make sure your money right.
The counting is this level of unit is this worth this much? Exactly. Like, so you need to know that this plus this equals that. Yeah. That's math. All that other shit that they teach you in school, Pythagorean theorem and shit, unless you're going to be a fucking engineer or whatever, a math teacher, you ain't going to use that shit in real life.
An average person.
That's what, but I mean,
I'm saying the average person, if that's not your profession, then you don't need it. Yeah, that goes. But the thing is, if you know that there are certain principles that are true, you know that the shit right when you see buildings that ain't falling down. Mm-hmm. When somebody didn't get it right, it's these bridges that's collapsing and shit. Because mm-hmm. somebody didn't do their math right. So that's when you know that these things are real theories that are something that is useful, supported practical, some,
yeah.
in real life. But, I mean, some people are just stupid because you asking all these questions, you want to be so deep and profound when you just come off looking real dumb. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get it that you should be able to question some stuff because everything is not meant to just say this is what it is and you walk away with it. But at the same time, you gotta have some kind of background and understanding before you start just questioning things at random.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, University of Florida graduates, like I said, congratulations on graduating. It's a great day for you. I'm mad that you ruined your own day. And I mean, maybe he was a little rough, but I mean, after you saw, like, if I walk across the street, I'm going to get hit by a car. And I see three people walk across the street, get hit by a car. I will be a fool to walk across that street. Because I'm like, damn, just three people ahead of me got hit by a car.
Exactly. So that means you're
dumb. They did the same thing they're walking. Hey, we're about to have a barking dog here. Just typical Frocast. So, yeah. I just feel like I don't think y'all were wronged. I feel like, you know, situation was handled a little iffy. But, you know, it wouldn't have been a situation had you not just, you know, did your little routines. Now, if they said your routine was okay, yeah. But obviously, apparently, the routine was not okay. And y'all suffered the consequences. You know, you still got your diploma, but you didn't. But actually, you even famous now because we talk about you on the Frocast. I didn't even know you. And now we talk about you on the Frocast. So shout out to the University of Florida and the dancing graduates of 2018.
Sounds good to me.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Moving along. What's the next topic, Queen Germ?
This is America. Don't catch you slipping, no.
It says, "This is America."
Happened. Did you watch the video?
I don't have a link to it.
Oh. This is America is a video by Donald Glover. You know who Donald Glover is? A.K.A. Childish Gambino.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's go with it.
If I show you a picture of him, you know who he was.
I do. I think I do know who that is.
He's the one off Atlanta. Earn.
Okay.
Not Paperboy, but Earn.
Okay.
Childish Gambino, he played, I'm trying to think.
I know who he is.
Okay.
I don't know nothing about the shows, but I know who Childish Gambino is. Because he got the song Redbone.
Redbone.
And I know who that is. So
okay, him. He just released a song called This Is America, and we released the video.
This Is America happened.
Yeah, and everybody on social media is going crazy. Like, they talk about how deep the video is. And
so can we watch it?
All the images. I mean, we can. I don't think we can do it on the show because copyright stuff, we get sued for stuff like that.
We don't need to get sued. Yeah, we don't need any money as is.
Speak for yourself.
I mean, I'm not getting a check.
Niggas eating over here, cuz. You know what I'm saying?
I need to get a check. But it's all good.
So, you know, according to...
So what are some of the images or...
We had... okay, so the video starts with Donald Glover shooting a black man in the head. And then he's like... He shoots a black man in the head, and then it's just a lot of dancing. Like, I didn't listen to the lyrics. I listened to some of the lyrics, but not really. I can't quote any of the lyrics, but just a lot of the imagery in the video. You got black people getting murdered with guns, and then the guns are being handled with care, but then the black bodies are just being dragged around. And people say that symbolism in that is that guns are more coveted in America than, you know, black people. Brown people. Then you got a lot of dancing. It's always dancing in the foreground, I guess, to confuse you with what's going on in the background. And the background is showing the real shit that's happening, but we're only focused in on the dancing. And you know what I'm saying? And some of the imagery, you got like this pale horse being chased by a police car and there's death on the pale horse. But you got people in the forefront dancing. Like I said, you got the murders being committed, but you got people in the forefront dancing. You got people with their phones out being all just like recording shit. Just the society we live in where everybody's on the phone, got a phone in their face and they snapping, taking selfies. But you still got fucking dancing, you know what I'm saying? So apparently... The thing in the video is, you know, fuck the dancing, pay attention to the real issues.
Stay woke.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't, you know, to use a overused term, keep your eyes, like, don't get caught up in the pop shit, the now shit, when it's real shit going on. You know what I'm saying? You focusing on, you know what I'm saying, the bullshit, but it's real shit going on that you ain't even focusing on. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe I got to watch the video like 5 times to actually see everything. But I pretty much, you know, I'm not a dumb guy. You know, I pretty much get things. And so for my creatives out there, let me know if I'm kind of on the way or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I know BZ's probably going to break this down and dissect it and be like, yo, he was totally fucking wrong. This and that, you know, it's all right. He's the poker of holes. He will find something, some hole in something, and he will expose it. And then GQ Blue, you know, he's the Renaissance man, you know what I'm saying, you know, the classic man, you know, GQ Blue the Bachelor, you know what I'm saying. Shout out the young Harvey Specter. Y'all let me know. I know y'all big DG fans. And see what y'all say. And on the flip side of that, since everybody is talking about Donald Glover now, a lot of black America... They didn't know he actually made music. They just thought he was a dude from Atlanta. Now he making music, and he making some powerful shit. They was like, yo, he's speaking for us. They find out this nigga dating the woman that's not black. And people got a problem with that. Like the new Donald, the ones that just found out about Donald Glover, they got a problem with him not dating a black woman. And I got to ask you, Queen Germ, these niggas that always go hard for the cause, but don't date black women. How you feel about that?
They a sham.
They a sham.
That's what the fuck they are. Because the problem I have with it is you can't be so black till you ain't with a black person. Mm. Like, that's the ultimate commitment is when you marry somebody. Mm. So if you can't marry somebody who is African American, I'm not understanding if your cause is really your cause. What the fuck are you really representing?
So she gotta be black.
Gotta be. You're very questionable if you really want me to believe that. I mean, because you're telling me out of all the black women on the face of this earth, you couldn't find your match in a black woman.
Okay. What about the black boys that say the nerdy black boys that say the black girls wasn't
into? It's a lie.
You think that's just a cop out?
We just graduated 100 black pharmacists, female pharmacists.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Come to FAMU and get you one.
Mm. So you shouldn't have told people where you worked at. But anyway.
It don't matter. I'm just stating the facts. It's HBCUs.
But
all
yeah,
over
but see, I don't buy that.
You find you a smart black
yeah,
girl.
I don't buy that. The black dudes say the black girls went into me. The type of black girls you might like,
exactly.
Probably did was like, yo, I'm fucking no nerdy, but it was some black girls out there that liked that type of nigga.
Yeah,
so don't say black girls went into you. The black girls that you like just was like, yo, you was going for the hood chicks. Because you was a nerd nigga that lived in the hood. So you like the hood girl, too. You like the girls, you know, around that, too. So, you know, you try all shit like, nigga, get your motherfucking glasses out. She checking and shit. And you got scared because you ain't know how to, you know, react to it. You was supposed to be like, oh, come on, that'll be like that. Come back with something. But, you know, so I don't buy that. So he said that, you know, he used to try to holler at black girls, but they wouldn't fuck with him. So he started messing with the others. But does that water down the message?
Yes, it does. Because, like I said, to me, the person who you choose to spend the rest of your life with, you vow, for better or for worse, rich or poor, sickness and in health, to a white woman. Mm. I could understand if you had got you a Latina. Mm. I could understand.
Brown, person of color.
Yes, anybody who wasn't white. Mm. The white people, if you saying that you out there and you speaking and you talking about being woke, the white people are essentially, not trying to be confrontational, but if you're really looking at this thing, they are the enemy. Mm-hmm. So how you sleeping with the enemy, but you want me to believe what you're saying in the daytime? That don't go together. Mm-hmm. So to me, I think that negates everything you ever thought you was doing for the mm-hmm. cause, because you can't be serious. I can't take you serious mm-hmm. if you laying up with a white woman and you finna have some beige babies because you pro black all day long.
But what about the new people say, like, nah, it's no color now?
It is color. Black people need to stop. That's that bullshit. Mm. That's that bullshit. Because they want to try to make you submissive. Mm. They already used religion to control you. So then you go up here and now we so free till we fool, as the old people would say. That you going to tell me that there's no color? Yeah. Shit. If there was no color, color how you drive.
Mm.
So you don't see the difference between red, yellow, and green.
Mm.
You don't see the white words on that red stop sign.
But it's supposed to just be the human race.
Mm-mm. It's not the human race, because that's what we've dealt with for all these hundreds and thousands of years.
Yeah.
So we can't just ignore what we are. We are people. Yes, we should have a common goal for us to move forward. But I don't go for the whole "we are the world, we gonna sing kumbaya and it's gonna be all right." Because no, we are different. We have a culture, and why should we always be the ones to give up our culture?
Mm.
We always have to be stripped of everything that we can identify with, so that we can get along with the other group. Everybody else, you ask a white person, they'll say they from Germany. They say they from Ireland.
My grandfather, my great great grandfather, he
came here from wherever,
from Slovenia, and my people came over here. Yeah, you're right.
So everybody got somewhere to go. We ain't got one hut in Africa that we can claim. Mm. So what are we gonna do? Now you gonna take away my blackness? Because I can identify with that. Yeah. That's some shit I know. Mm. So I know what we eat. I know what we celebrate. I know how we live.
Yeah.
So now I'm finna have to now identify with a whole nother something that ain't even my people. Y'all can keep that ain't real.
So if, for instance, if it's an activist out there,
mm-hmm.
that he go hard, like he in the paint,
he or she
and they date a white person that just
they just need to find another
profession.
That ain't your calling. Because if in your spirit, in your inner being, if there is no attraction to that same kind of person,
mm-hmm.
You can't tell me that you even for real about this thing. Because I would search my whole life if I'm saying that this is what my calling is.
Yeah. So if you going hard, now I'm just saying this is what we're talking about. We're not talking about for the average black man. Like, if you want to date a white woman, fine. It's your choice. I mean, do what you want to do.
I mean, it's all
that's what we're saying. But we're saying the ones that go hard in the paint for the cause. Like, this is just for the ones that go for the cause. Like, if you out there, you pounding the pavement, you Black Lives Matter, you doing all this black, everything you say is for the movement of the culture, of the black community, everything you doing, you fighting for that, you can't date no white girl.
You cannot.
Or white boy.
Yeah, you just can't. We
can't do it. I don't care if that white dude is down for the cause, too. You met him at a fucking rally, I'm sorry.
That's your homeboy. That's your friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's your colleague, but he is not your mate.
You can't have that as a mate. I feel the same way. I kind of feel this. Because when I see, like, my thing is, I always say, it's always the light-skinned nigga going the hardest. That's what I always say. Because it's always seen like the activists be a light-skinned nigga. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you got Talcum X. I mean, what's your boy name? Sean King. what else they call him? It's a lot of them out there. But, hey, man, what y'all think about that? Let us know. Does that negate the message if the person is dating a white person? Does that, like, Donald Glover's out there, he's woke, and I did air quotes when I said woke, but he dated a white girl. Does that mean he's not as woke as it is?
He can't be.
He got kids by the girl.
He can't be.
He don't call his wife, it's just like his partner, he always say.
Yeah, but you can't be woke when you are with a white person, period. That's like end of discussion. Like, everything you saying has no value. Damn. Has zero value.
You're not practicing what you preach.
You telling me that you can't find a black woman, your queen. Like, what the hell is that? Like, you go over here and get with you a white woman, have these mixed children, which, like I said, I ain't saying nothing wrong with the people. Whatever you choose to do is your business. But if you standing on a platform saying that this is what your goals are in life, this is what you're trying to say, you're trying to bring the black people to this place, then you can't be with no white people like that.
So, like, if Obama would have had a white woman,
he would have never been president anyway.
Mm.
White America wouldn't have been dealing with that well and bumped the black people.
Because, you know, that's all he used to mess with. Like, Michelle was the first black girl he...
I'm sure she was. The point I'm making is she was the one who got him in there.
Because
the people would not have seen that. I mean, like I said, even the white people who stood behind him would not have stood behind him.
She probably coached him up, gave him some swag. Because he probably ain't know nothing about the States. He wasn't that cool. He was coming from Hawaii. You know, they back in the days, they ain't know nothing in Hawaii. Now, you come here in America, you probably say, oh, shit.
I mean, even when he met her in school, somebody probably said, if you ever want a chance in politics, that's what you say you got to do. Shit, you can't be with no white woman.
She probably was like, look, she said their first day they went and seen a movie, a Spike Lee movie, Do the Right Thing. He probably didn't know what was going on. She was like, what? Nigga, where the fuck is you from? She was like, nigga, what the fuck is, like, you know?
Exactly. She had to get it right.
Yeah, man. Let us know in the comments how you feel about that. Can the woke niggas date white?
Nah.
Okay. Queen Jar said no. Emphatic no.
Nah.
She said that waters down your whole message.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So GQ Blue, man, listen, we're trying to get you in the motherfucking office. Don't you do it. Don't you motherfucking do it. That's all I'm gonna say. Next up, man. No, I'm gonna skip over that B-Best. That shit was whack. B-Best, that was just basically clowning our first lady. Her grammatical error. B-Best.
And she about dumb anyway.
It was her, like, her, what was she saying it for?
It was something about the platform for something they have with some kids and stuff.
Yeah, it was, she said she's been harmed by young people fighting to change that strategy. B-Best. Yeah, B-Best. Wow. Let's focus on well-being, social media, and opioid abuse. That's a program that our first lady came with. It says, the mission statement for B-Best is, the mission of B-Best is to focus on the major issues facing children today with the goal of encouraging children to be best in their individual paths, while also teaching them the importance of social, emotional, and physical health. B-Best will concentrate on three main pillars: well-being, social media, and opioid abuse. B-Best will champion the many successful well-being programs that provide children the tools and skills required for emotional, social, and physical health. The campaign would also promote established organizations, programs, and people who are helping children overcome some of the issues they face while growing up in the modern world. So, B-Best.
Y'all president and first lady need to get this shit together,
because
that's stupid.
B-Best. B-Best podcasters.
Not be the best, but be best.
Be best. Be best husband, and that you can be.
Yeah.
Be best wife. You know.
Be best teachers. That's what they do in teacher
appreciation. Yeah, happy teacher appreciation day. What's the day?
The day is the 8th.
May 8th. Happy teacher. Hey, I know some dope teachers, man.
The day I got my PhD 8 years ago, May 8th, it was.
It was 420, actually.
that was the day I defended my dissertation. That's when you, that's when it was official, but come on, that's okay. Not the right, day I walked you. Across the stage was May 8th. I was the first one that got my degree confirmed.
Congratulations.
So let me be happy. Right. Be best.
Be best.
And nurses. It was something about Nurses Day or something yesterday. Yeah, it's a lot of that floating around. So happy Nurses Day.
They make it's a day every day. Something's every day. It was National Ice Cream Day, National Pickle Day, National something. It's always a day. Like, where do they make these days up? Like, I want to get on this committee, man. Cause shit, we need some other shit. But that was the Be Best. Pretty funny day on Twitter too. People went in. Check out the hashtag Be Best. Another interesting relationship question. What's the longest you could be with someone without getting married?
As an adult?
Period.
I'm saying, like, you know, when you meet somebody in high school, you can love them up. Y'all can be together for a long time. All high school, all undergrad, all of that. Because you're young. But as a grown person, ain't no way in the world I could give you more than a year of my life.
A year?
Man, please. If you 30-something, if you 30-plus, 30-plus, and a nigga want to play with you for more than a year, he ain't the type of nigga you need to be with. Because your mind ought to already be made up. 30-something years old, nigga, you done played. You done all of what you want to do. You should be content with, okay, I know you the one, or I know you ain't the one. Now, if you want to just say, okay, you know, that ain't what I'm looking for. We can play. And you know what I'm saying? If that's what you want to do, commit to that. But, shit, I can't give you more than a year. We grown people. At this point, we either going to be together or we not. That's I don't have that type of time. Because you could be blocking me from the nigga I need to be with.
That's what's up.
Damn. So what you saying? You
saying
got,
a year?
In a year, like, what are you doing? If I got a profession, you got a profession. You ain't nobody in school, whatever kids' situations are, if you're married, I mean, not married, but if you done divorced or never been married, whatever your status is, you done handle all that. We can handle that all in 6 months. So the next thing I know, I mean, like, within a year's time, not that you got to be rushing it, because I need to know your family, because half the time niggas is crazy and
a
shit.
A year? That's fast.
No, that ain't fast. Shoot, you got niggas dying. People leaving this world. What you talking about? A year? I gave you a year of my life. Do you know for black people that shit is a long ass time? I mean, you got people leaving here 20-something years old? Fuck that. I ain't finna give you a whole calendar year of my life and you ain't know what you want to do with me?
Oh, man. So, let's say, for instance, you've been dating somebody since, let's say, for 20 years, and they ain't married yet.
That's some bullshit.
Y'all been dating since y'all was, like, in college.
And you've been in college. You done been out of college for 20 years. This nigga don't love you.
What you mean?
That's, nigga don't love you. She don't love you. Whoever holding up this marital process
but,
don't love
but what? If, okay, dude, what if you don't marriage just, like, how can y'all, just what if you coexisting with each other?
That's why your ass need to go somewhere else. Because you coexisting, you don't love me. This has become a bad habit.
But what if I do love you?
You shit, fuck that. I'm a habit.
What you mean?
I'm not a hobby. I'm a person who needs attention and love and taking care.
But what if we do all that, we just ain't married?
You can't. You can't be doing all that. Because the day-to-day dealings of a household, paying bills, enjoying each other's company.
We do all that.
You ain't enjoying my company if you couldn't ask me to marry you. you don't enjoy my company enough. You like the luxury of being able to know that if I don't want to be bothered with this heifer, I can get in my car, I can drive away, and ain't shit she can do about it. But it ain't no way in the world you telling me you love me after 20 years. We've been grown. You said college. We was grown for 20 years, and you playing with my life like this? Nigga, you sick. You's a trifling motherfucker. Because it ain't no way in the world I can lay next to you for 20 years and you don't think that this need to be permanent? That's like your job giving you a contract every year to renew and you done worked there for 20 years. Nigga, I ought to, I mean, that should be a technicality, you know, a formality rather, where all we doing is signing this paperwork so this check keep coming. But if you saying I got to go through a process in which to be renewed for the same job I done had for 20 years, That's crazy.
What if a relationship was like that? You could, hey, it's a 2-year deal.
If it was like that, a whole lot of marriages would work because motherfuckers would come with their A game. Mm-hmm. But see, it ain't that evaluation process.
They're doing that now. You know that, right?
Not when niggas giving up $400,000, whatever you said the last show. Hey, look, when people cutting checks and stuff.
People, they say people got like, they do now, like the rich folk now. It started in California. They like the first state. You can say, hey, we going to be married for 10 years. And if we married for 10 years, at that point, we come in.
Re-evaluate.
We can like either we can walk away and you come in, you leave what you leave with, and I leave what I leave with, and we can renew the deal. And for another 10, they's like, that's what they doing now and saving the money. You know what I'm saying? Like little 5-year deals, because then that way you only locked in.
That means you up for evaluation.
Who?
You.
What you mean?
I mean, you saying that's what we doing here.
We didn't sign that deal.
We signed a traditional.
Yeah, exactly. We got the info. We got the locked in, the old school agreement. Mm, like the,
I don't like that.
Yeah, we got the end till death do you part.
Oh, till deal. Death.
Yeah.
Till death, that's the clause.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's the clause in it. Till death do you part.
It's all good to me. I'm happy.
Yeah, that's what's up. So, yeah, man, I don't know, man. I know a couple of niggas. Like, I had an uncle. He was dating my aunt for so long. I thought he was my uncle. See, I called him my uncle. They weren't fucking married, but shit. I'm talking about they were together from 83 to about 2008, 2009. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't
like,
no way in the world I can give you that kind of time. Yeah. Ain't no way in this world.
Some niggas just refuse to get married.
But that's, and then that's trifling as hell, because you know why? Because look at these people you talking about. I bet both of them went and got married to somebody since then. Yeah, they have, regardless of whether it worked out or not, it happened.
One of them did, I know.
Exactly.
One of them still
living freestyling. And then therefore, that person ain't shit. Like, you ain't, you wasn't
about
shit.
But what if he told you, like,
the niggas never tell you that.
What if he told you, like...
Because they string you along. I know how this story go.
But what if he did tell you that? What if he said, my mom and sisters told me never to get married?
Your mamas and sisters hoes.
Dang.
That's why they told you that shit. Because they always... Every woman grows up wanting to be somebody's wife. You can't tell me that nobody gave you that bad advice. It ain't no way in the world. Ain't nobody gave you that. Because if you telling me a man, as a man, you can see yourself with this woman... years and years and years. It ain't nothing. You claim ain't nothing wrong with y'all relationship. What's so bad about getting married? Make it official. I mean, because you die, she don't get shit. Now I got to fight your mama in the hospital about how we going to bury you and all kind of carrying on. Because it's some old bull crap. But I feel like I'm your wife. I feel like I'm supposed to be...
Yep. And that's some shit that happened. And when somebody got sick, they couldn't do nothing about it because nigga wasn't never married to him. So... Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, she couldn't even say nothing. She, you know, because she wasn't his wife, you know, on paper. But they've been together for so long. Shit, whack. Yeah.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Then you got to be going through all that in and out the hospital. You know, people get old. Shit, you done been with him for 20 years. I'm sure he ain't, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, neither one of y'all young right now. So, if you got to go through them type of things, that's crazy. And then, what if you got kids and all kind of stuff? Your kids got to be going through all kind of stuff. I got to be dealing with all the stuff. That's just crazy. Just keep things simple. If you're going to be with somebody for real, go ahead and get married. They don't need to be playing. Mm. Time is precious. People dying every day.
Yeah, that be easy, man. Go on and get married.
Go on and get married.
Get married be easy, bro. GQ Blue, go out there, man. Shoot your shot, man. Get married, bro. GQ want to get married bad as fuck.
I thought he was young.
Nah, GQ Blue like 28, 29, 30, somewhere like that.
I mean, he's still kind of young, though, in comparison.
But, you know, he need to complete that piece. You know, he's cooking everything. He's a chef, man. He's like, let me cook for you. That's what he be his hashtag. Let me cook for you. Yeah, man. But anyway. So, yeah, man. I don't know, man.
1 year is all I got for you.
Queen Jern say 1 year.
Because, I mean, I can't get back on the market. You couldn't play with my time like that.
Oh, yeah, man. I know I ain't no good on the market.
You couldn't play with my time like
I'm
that.
I'm spoiled. Like, if you ain't going to bust no blackheads, don't fuck with me, girl. I'm like, man, thank God it's working out my way. Because if it didn't, I'd be a sad guy out there on the streets, man. Because I am spoiled.
I'm glad you knew how good
I'm
you
pampered. I don't think you can find women out there to do that no more. Like, these new women in the streets, man, I don't think they do that, man. Like, they too cool to pamper their male, man. And some men need that, bro. Like, you know, shit. I had an auntie, man. She ran a hot tub of water for her husband every day. He came home from work. That dog, that tub, hey, every day, like clockwork, that tub was full.
She had shit else to do, mother.
And yes, she did. She worked, too. And she just used to, that was just like a little pampering thing.
You ain't got to worry about that shit.
What you mean?
I put some Epsom salt in the thing and let you put your feet in it, but that's about as good as it did.
I mean, but if you did that every day when I came home, that shit would be, that would be like, I'd be like, yo, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Not mm-hmm. saying that I want that, but like every day, you know, came hard work, get to soak your feet for a little bit, just, ah, you know, I guess.
That's yeah,
just,
you do what you do out here, so that's what you do every day. Next topic. Fuck that.
Well, people, keep it 100 this week, man.
100.
I just think it's time for us 80 babies to really sit down and have the discussion. And that discussion is LeBron versus Michael Jordan. Now, I've been seeing a lot of people posting Jordan versus LeBron stuff on social media, stats, and let's be honest, man, LeBron's stats killing Jordan's. But the Jordan fans will say, well, LeBron's played more games. Okay. Then they'll say, but Jordan, he's got 6 championships. He's 6-0 in the finals. They're not the same position, so you can't really compare them. Okay, man, first of all, man, this is basketball. What, the court is 94 feet long. The goal is 10 foot high. That's the only thing we're comparing, bro. What these motherfuckers do on the court. And let's be real, man. LeBron James, what he does on the court, yes, what Jordan did on the court was amazing. I'm not taking nothing away from Jordan. Jordan was, he is my favorite basketball player of all time. But nostalgia makes me say that about Michael Jordan. I don't understand why the 80s babies, they can't let, you know, go of the Michael Jordan lore. Like, the lure of Michael Jordan, just like, oh my God, he's Jordan. You know, we get it. But we can't say that there's not going to be another better basketball player than Michael Jordan. If that was the case, then basketball is not evolving, in which it has evolved. You got motherfuckers out there that's freaks of nature. I mean, come on, man. Michael Jordan was a great winner. A great basketball player, gave me a lot of moments. I actually fucking cried one time from watching this man play basketball. So the niggas can't question my motherfucking Jordan. I don't want to hear it. Nigga, I know more about Jordan than most niggas. You know what I'm saying? Only nigga probably know more about, I mean, listen, I did probably 7, 9, 12, 14 book reports on Michael Jordan.
The number keeps growing.
The teacher used to have to tell me, stop, no more. Okay, we get it. You know what I'm saying? Not Michael Jordan again. I mean, one thing was I knew so much about him, I could do that book report the night before and just basically freestyle it because, hey, I remembered everything about it from the previous ones. So it was easy.
Said, you sound like one of my cousins. every freaking paper was about a damn some football player, something. I mean, it was always sports related, hey, everything.
Hey.
I was just like, hey, are you serious? You another meet, paper meet, about a hey, cornerback, another hey, paper about... Hey.
Sorry, that's what we just meeting the guidelines with the bullet points. What apparently. They say, that's what we got to do. So yeah, we got to have that conversation, man. It's time to have that conversation. LeBron James has put himself in the position to challenge Michael Jordan for the GOAT status in basketball. And I mean, if you don't like it, you're just gonna have to get used to it because LeBron James is the motherfucking man. I'm just not talking about the bank shot off the side of the board the other night, game winner. I'm just not talking about the triple doubles. I'm not just talking about it's everything, man. Look at the man. Come on, bro. He in year 15, and we talk about him like he wasn't the best player in the league. Like, what other nigga you know in year 15 has been the best player in their sport? I'll wait, because you can't answer that question. It's only one answer. It's fucking answer, LeBron James. So 80s babies, calm down. There's not nothing wrong with saying LeBron is better than Jordan. We're comparing two of the best niggas to ever do it. It's not a slight on Jordan that he's number two to this LeBron nigga. No, LeBron didn't win all the damn finals and everything. Nobody cared about that shit until Michael Jordan did. That's Michael Jordan's fucking... That's his claim. He's 6-0 in the finals. Nobody else is going to ever be 6-0 in the finals, man. Nobody. So that don't make him the greatest basketball player. That makes him the greatest. He had the greatest team in the finals. He was the best player on the best team ever, is what that means. But that doesn't take away with LeBron being better. LeBron is asked to do more than Michael Jordan has to do. Jordan wasn't asked to play be the best defender on the team. They had Scottie Pippen for that. LeBron has to play defense. He has to play offense. Come on, man. And he excels at it. He does things. Stop it. LeBron is the GOAT. No more questions about it. At least that's my vote. So 80s babies, chime in. What you got to say? Is it time to have the conversation? I think it is. And the only answer is LeBron James. What you think? You don't like Jordan anyway.
I'm going to say Jordan.
Who your favorite basketball player of all time? Tell me everybody.
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson. That's respectable. Magic Johnson is that's my number three favorite player. My number three all time. I got LeBron. I got Jordan. I got Magic. Then I got Kobe. Kobe number four.
Yeah, Magic is my man now. That's my guy. L.A. Lakers. Gotta love it. Classic. So you got some winners and losers?
Oh, yeah. Winners and losers. You got any winners and losers, Queen Jern?
I got one winner. Well, I got two winners.
Winner!
This Friday, this is going to be my boo thing. My side piece, my king of the castle. Side I guess that piece. One that one could have went first. my everything.
I'm a side piece.
Nah,
you called me a side piece.
It came out wrong. I was trying to say all of the things that you could be in my life: my king, my love, piece. My best friend,
a side piece.
My boo thing.
Side piece, though. That means that I'm a side piece to another nigga.
But you number one, side two, and three. Piece. It ain't no other nigga. Okay. It's you number
clean
one, two,
up.
And three.
Clean it up. Clean up on aisle three. Clean up on aisle three.
You know, that's definitely not how I meant it. Another winner.
Winner.
I say one of my coworkers. I think she's getting paid the highest hourly wage of everybody at the place. Because clearly, if you can come to work for like 3 hours of the day when you're supposed to work an 8-hour shift and you knit 2 hours and 30 minutes of the 3 hours that you are at work, clearly they only paying you for about 30 minutes an hour.
Hey.
So you winning.
Queen Germ don't know about the rules around here on the Frocast. We don't snitch. And right now, Queen Germ is snitching on the Frocast, people. Just snitching all on the people.
I ain't call her her name.
Sound like somebody hating. Like, if you listen, a smart man said, if you can go to work and only do an hour, if you can stay all day and only manage to figure out how to do only 1 or 2 hours of work, you have successfully, you are one of the hardest workers in there.
I just said she was winning.
Yeah.
She winning. That's all I was saying. That was my point. Mm. My bad. Gave a little too much detail.
Yeah, gave too much. You sound like you're hating and snitching at the same time.
My bad.
You know, we got millions.
And millions.
Of people that listen to this. You know, we ain't got 33 fucking listeners. You know what I'm saying? They listen to this show. So, you know. But, yeah. It's whatever, man. We, you know. Damn. Queen Jern knocked me off. You got any losers? Well, no. I got to do my winners. My bad.
Yeah, do your winners.
Winner.
My winners, man. All the May babies out there, man. If you were born in May, you are a special person because May is the best month of the year. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. We got nice holidays. We got Mother's Day. We got Memorial Day. We got the Kentucky Derby. We got, you know what I'm saying? What else we got? May Day. We got, just is great. It's great people born in May. It's just, man. So if you were born in May, you are my winner because May is upon us. And I got a birthday this Friday. So when you hear this broadcast, comment, tweet, at King Jern. When it's not at King Jern, just tweet at Nappy Afro and say, hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, King.
Yeah.
Yes.
Losers, Queen Jern.
Have a good time this weekend.
Got any losers?
Loser.
All the niggas I'm going to see in summer school. My bad. I didn't say that. My bad. Strike that. Yeah.
Y'all summer school going there, nigga.
If you ain't trying to get ahead, then you behind.
Yes, sir.
Catch up, nigga.
Catch up, niggas. Step your dick up, as Nikki said. My losers, man.
Loser.
All the experts, and I said experts in air quotes, that picked the 76ers to go to the finals. Y'all motherfuckers, listen. I don't watch the NBA during the regular season. but I know basketball. And I told niggas, I was like, yo, man, don't trust the 76ers, man. These niggas too young. They don't know what the fuck going on. And guess what? Them niggas is down 3-1 to the Celtics. Celtics without Kyrie Irving. You know what I'm saying? And y'all motherfuckers is on the brink of elimination. Somehow, I do think it's going to go 7. And I really want the Celtics to blow to this league and 76ers to win 4 straight. And then the 76ers will play the Cavs in the finals, East Coast finals. Because, oh, did I mention the Cavs swept the Raptors again? 3 years in a row, LeBron didn't put the Raptors out. 2 years of sweep. So, yeah, man. So, LeBron in the East Coast finals, man. The GOAT. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all pick y'all experts to pick the 76ers. Y'all are my losers because y'all don't know shit about basketball. Man, I'm starting to realize these experts don't know more than us. Like, they just have access to more stats, but they don't know shit because they sit up there and say shit. I listen to these motherfuckers every week fantasy, who they say gonna go off. And I be like, man.
And then you go with what they say and your stuff be
all. And then I go with niggas that I be like, bruh, I know just as much as Matthew Berry when it comes to fantasy football. This nigga ain't winning his league. So I don't wanna hear you. Unless you win your league, Matthew Berry, you need to get the fuck off TV. So yeah, so all y'all experts, my losers. Shout outs, you got any shout outs?
I don't really have no shout outs.
Yeah, man. We gotta get you the Queen Jern gang going. You gotta get you some fans, man.
People gonna start liking you. People gonna start liking you. Just work with me, people.
Yeah, they gonna start liking you, man. We gonna, you know, we gonna get you out there. We're gonna make you a likable person, man.
I am a likable
person. I mean, we're gonna let the people know that you're a likable person. You're not some, you know, stern person that sits around their face tight all the time.
Yeah.
It thinks life so serious. It doesn't loosen up a little bit.
I do on the weekends.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when Monday through Friday is serious.
I gotta be about business.
I got you. But yeah, man, any of my shout outs, man, shout out to the staff. Be Easy, Sorry, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Mad Static, aka Motherfucker Jones. Shout out to Cinephile. Anybody else to fuck with the staff if you write articles or whatever the fuck. Beezy got y'all niggas doing over there. Shout out to all the people that fuck with us, man. The family, Ruler, myself, Dr. Abrasive, and everybody at the Dr. Abrasive Network. He got the DTA 64. I think it's down to the last 4. I'm not sure, but you can always go over there to the Dr. Abrasive Network, drabrasive.com. Check him out, see what he got going on over there. Fuck with the doc. Shout out to the motherfucker, the disrespectful motherfucker MJ, Mr. Wash. Shout out, shout out, shout out. Shout out to Peppy J from Be More. Fucking RT3. Fucking these niggas in the Hall of Fame. These niggas I just named. These the Hall of Fame niggas. So sometimes I might forget to name them. But you never forget that these niggas in the Hall of Fame. Those first ones I just named. Shout out to MJ Money9S. You still a bitch. Shout out to Static. MJ Money9S. Somebody called him a bitch. His homeboy. Called in like, man, MJ Money is a bitch. So that's why we say that. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing personal. MJ Money is a real good dude.
Educate me.
Yeah, shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to Tracy. Man, shout out to Thekka Jones. Man, I forgot to shout out Thekka Jones. I thank him for his call. He had the longest call on the 300 episode. Said some real shit on there, man. Shout out Thekka Jones, man. And Mike can make that happen, man. You still might feed her grapes, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, Thekka Jones, we're trying to get him and Tracy.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah,
I talked to
him, girl. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, oh, I forgot about that. Look, you got it here, right here. Like that. Look at that. Dang. So, yeah, man, shout out Thekka Jones. And shout out anybody over that side to fuck with us, man. Kyra, Baby Yoda, Doc, Sev, anybody else, man. I don't know. Y'all niggas need to make yourself known, man. I shout y'all out, man. You know, I don't give a fuck, man. King Jordan real, nigga. You know, I shout y'all out. Anybody else? Shout out to any podcast I fuck with, the Back Talk podcast. Let's see, the Rude Gentleman podcast. Y'all niggas need to get y'all. Hey, y'all about to lose y'all shout out privileges, man, because y'all niggas ain't made no show. And then, shit, bro, that's about it, man. Shout out by everybody in the world.
Mother's Day Sunday.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
All the moms and the last shout out, right here.
Last shout out, man. Happy Mother's Day to all the real mothers out there. the ones that take care of their kids, the ones that ain't out there clubbing every week, the ones that ain't dropping their mamas off, their kids off to their mama house every fucking day, the ones out there just they don't look at their kids as a liability, to get on their nerves, the ones that's out there, yeah, tax deduction, the ones that's really out there, you know, doing what they can for their kids, man. And ain't no real mothers that cook dinner, not just fucking ordering and got the oldest kid doing all the cooking. Or the one, not the mothers that sitting around just living off another man's hard work and you ain't doing shit and you purposely not doing shit because you know you a mother and the state gonna look in your side. So shout out to those real moms out there that do what they can for their kids, whether that's going to work every day, whether that's hoeing, whether that's selling dope, whether that's turning tricks, whatever you got to do to take care of your babies, shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's all about.
Can we go to school and get an education?
I said going to school. I said working.
Wow. Just said a whole lot more hoeing. I mean,
hey, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Take care of them babies. You know what I'm saying? Like, so shout out to them moms that's willing to do what they got to do for their kids.
Okay.
I'm just saying, Queen John, that's real shit. Over here, we get to you real.
Okay.
We don't get to you real reckless and rude like my dudes at the dock on the Dock Network, but we get to you real over here too now.
Okay. I mean, you sound like people with Forrest Gump mamas. No.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what was going on right there.
Forrest Gump mama was a real mama.
She sure is. I know your mama sure cares about your education.
Mm-hmm. Top five movie. That's like one of my top five movies. That's a great movie. Forrest Gump is a great movie. But yeah, man, this was episode 303, man. We're going to get y'all up out of here, man. This your boy, Queen Germ.
Is it?
I'm Queen Germ?
That's what you just said.
Oh, man. Goddamn, man. Hey, man, edit that out, be easy. But on behalf of Queen Germ, this is your boy, King Germ. See, it's kind of weird. We both got the same name. It's just like Queen and King. Yeah. You know, you might upgrade to get you a new name, but we gotta keep you Queen Germ just to, you know, keep the feds off of, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So, you know, on behalf of Queen Germ, it's your boy King Germ. This is the Frocast episode 303. This is Nappy Afro. I'm getting a little better at this hosting thing. Y'all bad with me. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Buy a shirt, motherfuckers, because we got shirts coming. We're going to try to get some more designs out there. And we're going to keep these shirts turning out on y'all motherfucking ass. We out of here, man.
Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com